The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A few words about the practice of mindfulness. One of the things to consider when you're meditating is how you relate to thinking. What's your attitude, relationship, involvement with thinking? And sometimes people can think they're meditating, but really they're churning away in their thoughts. Sometimes people can be diligent enough to recognize their thinking and just let go of it and come back. Sometimes people just kind of can be on a dual track, multitasking. They can kind of be with their breathing, perhaps if they're focusing on the breath in meditation. But also kind of in the background, there's this ongoing thoughts that are going on. And sometimes it's not so clear which has the upper hand. You might think that you're with your breathing or trying to, but the upper hand might be with your thinking. Or you might be able to come back to your breath, let go of thoughts, come back, and then you go off into thinking pretty quickly again. So it's important to recognize what's going on. If it's easy enough to let thoughts kind of recede and be in the background, you can stay focused on the breath and get concentrated, that's great. But if thinking, whether it's thinking in words or thinking in images, having visualizations, at some point, if it persists, you want to turn your attention and look at that directly. Just really fully acknowledge so that there's like, you're not trying to multitask, you're not trying to also stay with your breath, you're not trying to let go of your thinking anymore, but just turn completely and recognize that you're thinking now and really see it and look at it carefully. And one kind of way of looking or acknowledging thinking that works for some people is if you're thinking with words, verbal thinking, if you have a sense of, if it happens this way, it's like an inner voice which is talking. If you have a sense of like there's a place where the loudspeaker is for that voice in your mind, some people will locate it sometimes in the back of their head or in the middle of the head, in the front of their head, someplace where that kind of seemingly where that voice is, where you're hearing that voice, the location from which you're hearing it, is then you bring your attention to that location and you hold your attention there very carefully to feel and sense. Even if the thinking goes away, once you look at it and acknowledge it, don't just quickly then go to your breath. Stay and kind of just take in what the experience is now of not thinking, or what lingers. Because sometimes there can be a lot of energy in thinking, sometimes some emotions in thinking, and the words might stop, but the energy, the emotions, the pressure, the tension that might somehow be connected might still be lingering. And so then if you can bring your attention to that, just hold that kindly in awareness. Be mindful of that for a while. See what happens. Don't be in a hurry to go to your breathing. Because if you go quickly to your breath, the thoughts might creep back in again. If you think more in images, you can also do the same thing where you can, is there some location where the images are projected, like a screen? Is it sometimes maybe people have it a little bit in front of them slightly, sometimes in the back or their forehead? Is there some location where the images occur? And then you can, same thing, you can bring your attention and kind of, if you have a sense of location, a place, rather than disembodied, unlocated thinking, if you can have a place where the images occur, just keep your attention there, not to look more carefully, but to kind of help you not be so engaged and caught in it. If the images fade away, there might be something lingers there in that place where they're on the screen. There might be energy, there might be emotions, feelings, pressure, tension, something that's there. And just kind of linger, stay there with your mindfulness and feel and sense what is there, what's happening. So there's a way of being mindful of thinking, even after thoughts have stopped, if you let go of them, that helps you take in the ecology or the process of thinking that's more than just the thoughts or the images, and help that to relax. Because if you don't relax, the background energy, the background tension, the background pressure, the background momentum chances are that that background momentum is going to produce more thoughts as soon as you lower your guard. And it's very interesting to kind of stay there and just recognize fully. After thoughts are gone, just stay there and feel and sense. One of the interesting things to notice is then you might notice that there are more subtle thoughts operating. The more coarser, larger thoughts have stopped, but there are very subtle thoughts up, but still happening. And then very gently, maybe you have to be very gentle with your awareness, do the same thing with that. You bring a careful, gentle attention to feel the more subtle thinking going on, and then see if it's possible gently to let go of that as well, and then linger with that and see what happens, what's left over from that. And if none of this makes any sense, then you can just focus on your breath. So, thank you.